As an electrical contractor, the core of our business has to do with designing, installing, and maintaining electrical distribution systems or information systems. My name is Nate Cucci. I'm the CEO here at Fines Eilstra. So we were founded in 1980 by Marlon Fine and Bob Eilstra, two guys that set out to try to do something different in the electrical contracting marketplace. So these guys really were out to have an impact on the industry and on community, and we've had the chance just to carry on that legacy. Instead of Fines Eilstra as a company deciding where we're going to give and donate to, that we take those decisions and get them in the hands of our employees as best we can. So the tool we have to do that is employees are eligible for 8 hours of volunteer time. We know where they're volunteering. They get paid for that. And we're able then to even align our corporate giving with the organizations that have impacted our employees' lives or that they're particularly passionate about, versus us, those of us that are involved in the Fines Eilstra Foundation, simply making decisions in a vacuum.
What was the overall reaction from employees here?
I think people are really excited. I think everyone has in their own gut a desire to give back in some way, shape, or form. And the chance that we have to grease the wheels to make that happen, people are pumped about. We have a lot of folks that are saying, hey, so are you gonna pay me to do what I was already doing? And our answer in some ways is yes, we are. And we have other folks that, you know, might look at it and say, hey, you know, I work a lot. As a company, our employees work hard and work a lot of hours. And here's a chance for them to be able to take a half a day and do something that they maybe otherwise wouldn't have been able to do.
My name is Sandy Hankwitz. I'm a project coordinator for the construction division, and we are here today at Operation Homefront. Operation Homefront is a poker run, a classic motorcycle and car ride, and we are raising money for the veterans. It's an FZ volunteer opportunity. We have many of them here. We did National Night Out. We have stuffed school bus for the kids. And FZ gives great opportunities for us to get involved in our community. And it's a true blessing for me. It's a way for me to give back to the community. I'm a strong believer in getting the whole family involved. Children watch everything that you do, and they can learn firsthand how good it feels to volunteer in your community and give back. So any opportunity that I have at FZ to volunteer, I'm usually one of the first ones that gets my family involved. Since starting with FZ, we have grown substantially, more than doubled. This is also a great opportunity by volunteering to learn more about your coworkers and who you work with and who they are. Put a face with a name. And now with FZ and our new initiative with FZ Impact, not only can you volunteer for things that FZ sponsors, but you can go out into your own community. We have 5 branches all over, and I'm sure there are many opportunities in your own community where you can volunteer. Anywhere from helping animals, schools, different nonprofit organizations. So it's a great way of being rewarded for giving yourself to those volunteering needs.
It also came down to kind of a scheduling thing, too, where we were pulling a bunch of people all in one day to do this awesome thing. It was great. Our employees loved it. The nonprofits loved it. But we really wanted to give them the ability to choose when they volunteered as well. And that's a huge part of this program. My name is E.B. Sondheim, and I handle all of the marketing and community outreach here at Fines Eilstra. Our employees can choose if they'd like to volunteer during work hours, after work hours, and even on weekends. We really wanted to open it up so that they could volunteer with their family or friends or groups of other coworkers.
How much of it, though, is their schedule to make it work?
Our employees, all they have to do is pass it with their direct manager before applying to do the workday. So they can use it in either 4 8-hour increments during the workday. They can either miss a half day or a full day. And yeah, it really allows them to pick any opportunity that they want. Nothing is off the table. We try to be very flexible with it.
There is that incentive, paid volunteer time.
Yeah, so it is nice that it's a paid day off. A lot of our employees, like Nate mentioned, work really hard. They work really long hours, and we wanted to make sure that if they wanted to volunteer and coming to work was a barrier to doing that, that we took that barrier away and they were able to go do what they were passionate about.
My name is Ken Van Dyne. I work for the Grand Rapids Service Group at Fines Alstra. We are currently at Streams of Hope, and we're in the food pantry part of the community center. Streams of Hope is within a mile and a half of where I grew up. This was my community when I was a kid, and the demographics have changed a lot since I grew up. They built many apartments. There's many low-income housing, mobile home parks, very high concentration of folks that, frankly, may not have enough food to eat every month in order to pay all their other bills. So for a person to plug into their own community where they actually live right now or maybe where they grew up, because this changed a lot from when I was young. We just enjoy giving back to the community and helping people that aren't as fortunate as what we are.
Every philanthropy has a mission statement. Most corporate for-profit businesses have a mission statement. Is there an element somewhere within the corporate mission statement where you find this?
Yeah, so our purpose is the way we describe that is to have a positive impact on the lives of people. So we're very crisp about that. The venue that we have to do that in has to do with employees, customers, and community. And the way we think about that is if you take care of your employees, they in turn fanatically take care of your customers. When that happens, you're able then to take care of community. And we see our business in that cycle. So this FC Impact fits both take care of employees and customers and community. Now that doesn't mean that it's always light and fluffy, right? We think about it in terms of, you know, let's take profitability as an example, which often business doesn't like to talk about, but no money, no mission. Right. So if we're not able to be successful in providing value to our customer base, we're not able to provide the great jobs that we seek to provide. We're not able to be the employer we desire to be, and we're not able to have the impact. But it really, in a lot of ways, our business is about purpose. You know, we are a for-profit business, and that doesn't cloud what we're doing, though. We don't sacrifice people for profit.
Is there a thought to expanding this?
We're going to see how this year goes. We're really excited about how it's rolled out so far. I've had so many employees come to me thanking me and telling me about the different things that they're interested in getting involved with. We're also hoping to provide them with some options. Say they want to get a group of six people together and here are a few things they're interested in. We want to be able to provide them some options to do that.
For you personally, as you're seeing this unfold, what emotions are you experiencing through this process?
I'm proud. I'm proud to be a part of a company that can do something like this. Proud to be part of a team and an organization, a group of people that we can roll out something like FC Impact, and people aren't rolling their eyes, right? They're applauding. They're not looking at this as some sort of marketing ploy or scheme. You know, I'm excited to see others excited, excited to see them react, excited to see them own community impact for themselves. And ultimately, that's our hope, is that this could be contagious, right? That maybe other companies are inspired to do something as well, that our employees will volunteer once, and then the next time, maybe they'll bring somebody with them. And certainly the value of volunteering, for those of us that have done it, understand that there's a certain amount of inspiration and satisfaction you get from yourself, let alone benefiting whatever organization or whatever community you're a part of. But that fulfillment, money can't buy that.
Gifts for the Greater Good Philanthropy in West Michigan is underwritten by the Grand Rapids Community Foundation. I'm Patrick Center.